The person who's standing in for Barbara. Shanaz is just checking with the legal attorney. I think Barbara is off sick. Yeah. Just quickly, just to check where she is. Then we'll start. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
it's moving. It moved.
Okay, you should please take some of this. Okay, yeah, I think it's okay.
With like on to your phone.
Yes, okay.
It is.
Thank you. Sorry for disturbing.
Of the committee, just to also formally extend our condolences to Honorable Matale for the loss of his mom. And within the committee, Honorable Matale, we just so, you know, it was like one of us that we've gone through a lot just this year. It's been a lot. But may God give you strength and your family. As may the mom's friends of the eternal truth. We seem not to have the parliamentary legal advisor, but Prize Affairs is not well. I'll then ask Renee to come here up front because she has worked close with the legal advisor, and also the state law advisor will come in. But I also know that the department has got something to add. Let me just do the question. Probably the process that we'll go through, Renee will take us through. The department, you want to come in the beginning before Renee. at the appropriate point. Tendo is also not here. Let me just check. Do you members have the new bill? You do have it.
Only on email, yeah. Not in hard copy.
Okay. In the meantime, Shanaz will just ask for copies to be made yesterday, and Tendo is not here. I think it's just a season where everybody's sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was also down over the weekend from Friday.
I had not to get a second round.
So I really stayed in bed. So Shanaz will give us the apologies when she comes. Maybe just a quick introduction. Cynthia Masebo.
Good morning, Agnes Stack, committee member.
Nick Kornoff, committee member.
Good morning, Shirley Munson from DST as well. Good morning, Honourable Members, Tom Suplenden at DST. Good morning, Honourable Member, Jonas Elitz from DST.
Thank you very much. I think we will go through the bill and then we'll leave the adoption to next week for the formal adoption of the bill. So let's see how it goes.
Next week. But anyway, I was hoping to fly. You know, but I'm in state. for reading
all the hard copy so that you can and can continue to continue.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members. I'm going to take members through the changes requested by members at last week's meeting. So, starting with the arrangement of the sections of the bill.
We can adopt that.
The only change in the arrangement of sections was under Chapter 5, Clause 14, where members requested that the designation of agent be changed to assessor. But in that section now, under Clause 14, it would be the accreditation of assessors. And then moving on to Chapter 1 in the definitions. The first definition of access, it was includes the acquisition of indigenous knowledge by natural and juristic was changed to legal persons. And then the third definition of agent was assessor, and that was effected throughout the document. The next definition that members requested the amendment at was functional, and that was to include in relation to indigenous knowledge means knowledge that is scientific and or technical in nature.
Where is that exactly? Can you check it? Can you just repeat that? Is it under definitions?
Yeah.
But you know what I read, I don't read what you have read. Indigenous knowledge means knowledge which has been developed within an indigenous community.
No.
The definition is functional. Okay, functional.
Dr. Lockheed asked that it be and or.
Yeah.
It is scientific and
yeah.
or technical.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Okay. The next amendment requested by members was under the definition of trustee, and that is on also on page 5 at the bottom, line 53, and that was also to change juristic to legal, so it now means a natural or legal person that is duly delegated. Under chapter 3, clause 5, functions and powers of mixo. A change was made to H, where there was a request to change where in the document it referred to a non-exclusive license agreement, to change that throughout to a license agreement, because the regulations would then specify whether it be exclusive or non-exclusive. So the first change in that regard was effected under functions and powers of MIXO, clause 5.1.H, certifying license agreements for the use of indigenous knowledge. The next change was under the administration of MIXO, so it's clause 6, 2A, and that was to amend to show the difference in power between the minister and director general. So it now reads that the head of MIXO is responsible for the administration and general management of MIXO, subject to directions and instructions issued by the minister or the director general as delegated by the minister. Following on to that, the establishment of the advisory panel, clause 7, sub 4. It was raised by Mr. Kurtnoff that said we had to distinguish, we had to make sure that public service officials that serve on the advisory panel do not get remuneration as other members would. So that was changed to read that members of the advisory panel, with the exclusion of subsection 2A, which refers to representatives from the different relevant government departments, are subject to public service remuneration descriptions. That was included. And then also the issue that was raised regarding members on the panel that have had experience to be retained for a longer period. So clause 7, sub 6, now reads that the, notwithstanding subsection 5, which means that even though panel members can be appointed for a period of 3 years and reappointed for a further period, the minister can decide for the sake of continuity to reappoint members as prescribed. The next change is under chapter 4. Starts on page 8. And the change is in under rights conferred, clause 13. Sub 3B, where members requested that, page 9, thank you, where members requested that, requested that where individuals of an indigenous community wish to make use of that knowledge, where they are given permission to do so, that the agreement is with the trustee of that indigenous community, and that is just for the sake of clarity. So it now reads that an individual member of the indigenous community holding indigenous knowledge who wishes to make commercial use of the indigenous knowledge, B, may only make commercial use of that indigenous knowledge in a manner and subject to the indigenous community imposed terms and conditions as formalized in an agreement with the trustee. That was the addition there. And following on, chapter 5, still on page 9, it's the subheading there, accreditation of assessors. And that is where agents was changed to assessors, and it was changed in the text throughout. Okay, then, chapter 6, starting on page 10, under clause 18, sub 2 was once again to effect the change to distinguish between the powers of the minister and the director general, so that it once again reads, instructions issued by the minister or the director general as delegated by the minister. Then once Barbara had effected the changes, the department actually identified something that we had not fixed at that stage. And it is still clause 18, sub 4, where this refers to the Registration Office of Indigenous Knowledge. But the mistake that the department picked up actually referred to assessors. Should have been trustees. So 4 now reads as the curator must permit the trustee that previously had been assessor and that refers to the accreditation and certification to act on behalf of the indigenous community, not the person for whom he or she is a trustee. So that is an issue that was highlighted by the department and had been assessed. Thereafter, the next change is only in chapter 7, and that starts on page 12, and it is clause 26B, where we have to then again change non-exclusive license agreement to license.
Thank you very much, Chair. It's on 26, 4D, non-commercial research purposes, that we should delete it. Maybe Mr. Kunandan will give an explanation.
Thank you, Chair. Earlier on and in the earlier discussions, we indicated that much of the work has been underpinned by the Nagoya Protocol. And during the past 2 weeks, we had a detailed analysis of the Nagoya Protocol. And then we found out that the Nagoya Protocol demands that all research, whether it's commercial or non-commercial, requires prior informed consent. So that's now a change in circumstances, so that any researcher, academic who is involved in research must ensure that there's a prior informed consent.
Members, are you fine with that?
Can I just ask, you know, when you do proper criticism, you know, I refer to A, or you do an academic review, how can you do it without research? And that's non-commercial research by an academic. So, you know, if I criticize something, I must base it on something. And I will do research to base it on something, or I will do something. So is there not a conflict there? If you take that out then. I understand the protocol, but, you know, I don't want, by taking that out, I don't want to put a burden on academic review.
Chair, of research, probably there are different kinds of research. What you are referring to is an end product of an art article or a research paper which you have to review. So this is not the kind of non-commercial research they refer to. There could be non-commercial research that you get into the community and you know that you have to publish something. And if we leave it here, it means that they can just go in there and do whatever they want without getting permission. So basically, whether it is for research for commercial purposes or research, the impact of this proposed law is that there must be an acknowledgement of the community that holds that knowledge. Mm-hmm. The rights of attribution or rights of ownership must be respected. So to that extent, whether it's for commercial purposes or not commercial purposes, that should be the general impact of that. And it's in line with the Nagoya Protocol. And so what we left out that, in fact, if it is not covered here, it could create a loophole for people who may have other intentions to get into the community, get the information, then 10 years later and say, then we're going to commercialize without buying from others. So that's the purpose. It's really to prevent misuse, but also to provide security for the knowledge holder.
Yeah, but you know, I'm happy and I understand the problem, but I still do not understand if I'm a professor and I do an academic review, I do research. You know, will I not then be allowed to do research in terms of this? Maybe you must just help me there, or we must rewrite academic review. Say it can, I'm not an academic, but I know they do research before they criticize or supplement a new paper. Is that review include? Is that excluding our research by taking it out?
The differentiation of between indigenous knowledge, which is already in the public domain, in book and indigenous knowledge that's been accessed from the community. So what the honorable member is mentioning is indigenous knowledge which is already in the book, and that is on the review and the criticism. But accessing knowledge direct from the community, that's a different type of research which is talking about. It is knowledge which is already in the public domain.
Mm.
It is that's your research again. And knowledge which is in the public domain really doesn't have any intellectual property right now on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Party who infringes the rights of their indigenous community is guilty of an offense and on conviction liable to pay a prescribed fine. So if that is changed, the level of the fine changes, the act has to be changed every single time. So it is changed to be that on conviction liable to pay a fine as prescribed. That would then be affected through regulations. And then further to that, members will recall that during the initial deliberations on the bill, comments from individuals in the academic community, parties and members spoke to, requested that a memorandum on the object of the bill be more detailed. And The memorandum on the objects of the bill as attached now to the B bill is what the department has amended and what was detailed as the second amendment previously. So it just takes out and further then incorporates the changes as affected by amendments.
Thank you, Chair. So within the background section, I'm just going to sort of summarize each of the sections. So within section one, the background section, the department has now taken cognizance of the fact that the bill has been published for public comment in the Government Gazette in 2015 and in 2016. Section two, the summary of the bill. Takes note of the change from agents to assessors. And under the objects of the bill, setting out the different sections of the bill, it reads more or less the same, except for section 3.4, the accreditation and certification, which sets out the new order with which that appears in the bill.
Under 3.4, I think we can now amend that to the recognition of higher levels.
Can you repeat what you said?
Section 3.4 to read now as recognition of higher learning, which is consistent with the with the book.
Yeah, Section 3.4 accreditation and certification. You say we must add?
No.
That's why I'm saying we're going to change. What are we changing here?
Accreditation.
Oh, okay. No, the heading.
3.4. 3.4 the heading. The heading.
Now, of course,
recognition of prior learning.
We agree, Honourable Member. We're changing 3.4, it's currently reading accreditation and certification to recognition of prior learning, which encompasses all those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Those were the changes that we discussed. Honourable Matale, last week we had such an interesting
You would have had a, I know, but you represented too well. So those are the amendments, the three amendments that have been added, that there's two, the deletion, and now 3.4, the changing of that heading. And is there any other thing that members would want to raise?
I picked up two other inconsistencies on the plane. So I could just, the first one is on license and license. The S, license spelled with the S and license spelled with the C. So it has to be consistent with the C. Throughout the document, throughout the document we will make that change.
Oh, okay. License.
One's a noun and one's a verb. Our attention was section 9.1. Section
9.3.
We agreed that we would replace ownership with custodian and ownership click in the 9.3. As a principle, we decided that we will replace ownership with custodianship.
Yeah.
Okay. 9.3,
yes.
On page 8.
Chair, it's just a few minor comments that I've picked up as I'm sitting here on page 4 of the bill. On the definition of a curator, it just means the curator of indigenous knowledge as the head. It doesn't sound well. I would propose to say it means the curator of indigenous knowledge, who is the head, instead of saying is the head, just for clarity purposes. It's in line, the definition of curator is in line 44.
Page 4, line 44, where the definition of curator means the curator of indigenous knowledge, who is the head of the registration of
indigenous
knowledge.
And the summer where we've made reference to the Public Service Act, I think under appointment of, I'm just checking now. Yeah, we need to put the full citation of the S. Just check now.
3A, 6, page 7, 950.
Administration of NIPSO. Page 7?
Yes, in line 15.
Line 15.
Yeah,
that's in line 15, and it also appears on page 10, clause 18. The reason why we put a full citation is because it has not been defined in the bill. So everywhere you refer to it, you put a full citation, or we define it in terms of the bill.
And there's another one in line 6.
On
no, but there is the full citation.
Line 23.
see line 60 is a full citation. Page 7.
Okay, so. Yeah. It's better to define. Well, just, I think you just put it under the definition.
You put it also in the definition.
You just marked the definition.
No, it's not in the definitions.
Yeah, that's all for now, sir.
Any comments, honorable member? Dr. Select?
From our side, they are very well-meaning suggestions. One improves the clarity, the legal clarity, and the other one, I think, is following the protocols that must be. So they are quite acceptable.
I picked up something, and I'm not sure if industry should also be defined, because industry,
which page?
On page 7, establishment of advisory panel number 7,
line
7 to 25. Okay. Line 25. Say industry. Industry could be broadly defined. I feel that for baseball we should be very specific. The industry that we mean, because industry can be commercial and non-commercial as well.
Yeah, she says, what is industry? Well, it says.
The further clarity we provide, the better. It doesn't really detract from the general meaning. It's just a question of being clear, and I think it's important. The task teams can look into that.
But, Chairperson, is it not covered where it says based on criteria as prescribed? The advisory panel must be broadly representative of industry and whoever, based on criteria as prescribed. So it all depends where's the criteria. Who will prescribe that? Maybe the minister.
I think what the member wanted clarity on is which industry are we talking about. So we can just give clarity to say, must be broadly representative of the, we can just, don't need to define it, but we can just put it on the relevant industry that we're talking about.
No, it can't be that, because it's not non-existent as yet.
Okay, maybe can we ask the taxpayers to think about it? Okay. I'm going one by one.
Not yet, something.
Okay. Thank you very much. Renee, you know that. So, you're not into a
after walking the long walk, the long road, when it comes to the end, it's like, now what must I do? I think we've come a long way in dealing with this bill. If you look from the raw at one, for the first one that was presented to us, to now getting greatly enriched by your input, members, department, legal service, a content advisor and everybody. So I think we will then ask the team to go back and just add the aspects that we spoke about, and then next week we go through those to certify that ourselves that everything that you've raised has been incorporated. Then we'll adopt the bill, but also start working on the draft report that will also be submitted and presented. Not sure if members have got any other proposals. Honourable members, any proposals? Got enough? I can see your eyes want to go out of your mouth to say something.
No.
Okay. So, Lotes, thank you very, very much. Renee, thank you for taking us through. Mungi, thank you for your observation on the other smaller areas that we might have overlooked or took for granted, for pointing that out for us. And the Tom, you must also go through it in the plane again. but I think, honorable members, you can also go through, because remember last week it was not in the form of the bill. Mm. It was in the form of what was there, what is proposed, and the new text. So now we're looking at it in the form of the bill. So I then propose that next week we then deal with those changes, adopt, and then go through the report adopted so that you send it for ACC. Thank you very much. I will then ask you the next to take us through for the thank you very much for being here. Getting more excited every week. Gets better. Thank you.
Tuesday. Oh, well, I've got a meeting. What time is it? Are we still going to this other thing? Say, check, loop, and down and down. No time to this. To us, but they don't give us the time.
last meeting for the term. Next week we're dealing with a second quarter performance report from the department, financial and performance report of the department, and then and the finalization of the IK bill. The Tuesday we received the invitation from the minister for the committee to attend this public participation program on the launch of the agri-protein manufacturing and commercial facility in Philippi on the Tuesday. We're making an application for members to attend that because it's within the committee slot, in the, so we can go the morning and be back in time for the House proceedings. Members can just indicate their availability for to attend this. And then the, on the other functions are one for the 14th. What I can do is later maybe to just send individually the time that I've done for members and they return, because they won't be returning to Cape Town, I assume. They'll be returning to the places where they stay. But I booked all the flights from Cape Town because I'm sure you'll still be here Thursday, so we fly out the Thursday for our commitments next week. But I can liaise individually with people to just give them the, and then they can give me their preferences.
We'll contact us individually for the logistics. Okay. And then so that is the 14th and the 15th, but the 12th. Tuesday, so we can put this as part of our oversight and discuss, make arrangements to leave your goal to this thing and come back. Those who stay in Pelican can just walk there. Okay, yeah, Shanaz will get in touch with us of the arrangement.
Thanks, Chair. So, Chair, I won't be able to attend because I have another commission Tuesday, telecommunication.
Mm. Yes, I've got the same problem, but I don't see a time in this letter. I only see a date.
France says it's 9 to 12.
It's half past nine.
It started half past nine and two, right. But we will leave so that we are in time for the plenary
city. Yeah, but do we sit next week? I don't think Parliament is in session. It's our last week today, this Thursday, so Parliament is not sitting next week in the afternoons.
Unless there's a program change tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. All right, then we will. Those who won't make it for other committee commitments, it's okay. If we can just indicate some of us. Honorable Tuck will be available on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, Honorable King available. Honorable Tekana will be available. You can't. You must say I'm not available. Okay. So we don't know. You must say I'm not available because of the committee. Honorable Matale. You will inform us. It's us with the Tuesday. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, Shanaz,
whatever that is.
We have
four
members here.
So
thank you very much, honorable members. There's breakfast for you. The meeting is now adjourned, and have a blessed day and week. Thank you.
Tanya.
Check the invitation.
I got away with murder. So that was on Ali Patay. The Durban thing is on Friday. Is it the awards? The NS, yeah, NRS.
And then in Joburg
is what? No, the next day is Durban. The next day is Durban. It's the awards and then the Durban. So. See you later.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I wanted to see this, and I don't see this in there. It's the eviction from the 10-story Boston Center in Belleville.
Lower your voice.
Lower it.
Yeah.